It's time now for how you built that. So let's set the scene here. It's 2013, and Ofer Webman and his wife, Helene, are living in Phoenix. They're both in their 50s, and they're feeling a little restless.
I think we dearly wanted to do something different.
But we were also completely broke.
Not exactly living on the street broke, but they did have one daughter in college, and they lost a ton of money in the housing crash. So it was not a good situation. And they decided to come up with a plan.
And I said to myself, find something that we love to do, and maybe we can sell to people. And we almost had to do it.
And the thing they wound up doing, it actually grew out of Ofer's love for music. He would come home at night and noodle on his acoustic guitar. But as he was doing this, he was thinking, you know, this is fine, but this experience, it could be a lot better.
Yeah, I want to have what the electric guitar players have, you know. They get all the toys, all the gadgets, they can attach any sound that they want. They can paint their music in any way they want.
So Ofer's thinking, I want to do that too. I want to make my acoustic guitar sound more dynamic, more electric. But I want to do it in a really simple way, with no bulky amplifiers, nothing to plug into a wall. So he comes up with an idea for a little box.
Try to imagine this. It's the size of a big iPhone.
So then imagine that you take this thing and you attach it to the back of your guitar, and then you give it some battery power, you build in some electronics.
And then the only thing that you need to do is push one button and you start playing. And suddenly, from the body of the guitar, you don't hear only your guitar, but you're also hearing different kind of effects.
Okay, this is not much of a spoiler, but this is a spoiler alert. We are obviously listening to Ofer's invention as I speak. It's called the Tone Wood Amp, and it's pretty much how he envisioned it. It's a battery-powered box that attaches to the back of your acoustic guitar. And in the box are a bunch of electronics that can make all kinds of cool effects. Reverb, delay, tremolo, overdrive.
You can feel that you are inside Carnegie Hall. It's like, if I couldn't sing, suddenly I could sing.
And it sounds pretty impressive now, but let's not get too ahead of ourselves. I mean, the Tone Wood Amp didn't just fall out of the sky, fully formed. Back in 2013, Ofer was working on the very first prototype in his kitchen, and his wife, Helene, used to watch him work.
I would see him come back with these bags, like from Hobby Lobby or wherever he was, and I'm like, oh God, like, what is he up to?
And in this case, it was actually, believe it or not, a sponge that I went to Hobby Lobby and I bought. And it was electrician tape that held everything together and some electronic devices that I had at home that I basically put together.
And yeah, that first prototype was kind of janky looking. But Ofer eventually got together with an electronic engineer to make the next version. And by the summer of 2014, they were ready to show it off at a trade show in Nashville.
And the first really impressive musician that walked down the lane was Larry Mitchell, who is a Grammy winner. And I went up to him, I said, would you like to try the Tone Wood Amp? And he went with Ofer to the Whisper Room. And when he came out, he said to other musicians, I don't even know how to explain it. You just gotta go try it.
And that basically became Helene and Ofer's marketing strategy. They'd ask all these well-known musicians to try the Tone Wood Amp and then get them to make videos of themselves playing it.
You know, we're here in Phoenix, Arizona, and George Benson heard about us. And then many artists introduced it to artists like Travis Toy from the Rascal Flatts. Jackie King, we went to her home. Janice Ian, Joe Bonamassa, Vince Gill. The word kept on spreading and spreading, and you've got folks using it all over the world.
And Helene and Ofer took some of these videos,
I flip a switch,
and used them to launch a Kickstarter campaign. They raised $120,000, enough to get two factories in Phoenix to start making the device. That was just 4 years ago, and today, they've sold close to 30,000 units, and they expect to gross more than $2 million this year alone, which means they're no longer feeling as pinched for cash as they were when they started.
Moving from really being on the brink of being broke to profitable, that was a real blessing for us.
And when you're midlife and you don't really have savings and you don't really like what you're doing, you become more hungry. So this was like a really important adventure.
If you want to find out more about the Webmans and the Tonewood app or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.